her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looks like he
Ryan from Iguanago says, like Jen said, babyface Gabe, it's time for you to admit you did something wrong. Grow it back immediately.
Look, I'm trying as hard as I can. All right? Although I will not admit I did anything wrong.
No, true.
Even though I don't like the way it looks. We raised money for the Mac Fund. We did make my mother pull over, though. She was driving to Wisconsin Rapids. I did not tell her that this was happening. And she texted me, you guys were talking about it enough, where she had to pull over and pull up the YouTube feed just to see it.
Wow. Good for her for pulling over, by the way. I know some people wouldn't have done that. I mean, they would have checked it out, but they wouldn't have pulled over. Can't think of any names, though.
Yeah, I'm blanking when, you know. For specifics on
blanking
that one,
on
too.
The names.
Yeah.
We were just talking about the Tyrese Halliburton and his dad and John Halliburton going on the local news and trying to defend and say that what y'all think you saw, you didn't see. Katie weighing in on the Carbless Talking text line. This guy is willing to die on this immature hill in delusion land. I love that. Delusion land. We should come up with a who populates delusion land.
Ooh. My first submission is Aaron Rodgers.
President, Vice President, Secretary of State. How many roles can that guy hold in delusion land?
Well, all of them in his mind.
So we got John Halliburton and we got Aaron Rodgers so far populating delusion land. Let us know who else should populate delusion
Jair
land.
Jair Alexander,
sports.
When he said Romeo Doubs needs to be triple covered.
Yeah, that was a good one. That's a good one.
A little delusional.
So, I mean, obviously, basically anybody who gushes about the defensive line and during training camp, delusion land.
Goody delusional?
I think there's enough nuance we can put. He just lies to us.
Well, I think
he says
he
felt fine about the wide receiver room and then added two top 100 picks to it and said,
I'll be very suspect if he gives Walker the fifth year option to me. That'll kind of feel like, I'm kind of telling you that my picks were really good. And I get it. I mean, defensive linemen are kind of higher up on the food chain when it comes to pay. Than linebackers, but...
Well, but the problem is, too, that linebacker number's higher for Quay than it is for Devontae Wyatt.
No, I know, but I think Quay's a better player, or potentially a better player than
But it's
than
just
Wyatt
so much
is.
Money. And honestly, too, like, they just need bodies at that defensive line position. I think that goes into picking up Devontae Wyatt's option a little bit as well, because as you've pointed out, if Kenny Clark does not bounce back from... probably a career worst year last year.
Yeah.
There's a good chance that he's gone. You weren't really able to add that much in the draft, so you just need bodies there. I'm curious because they did wait until the final, you know, I guess the penultimate day yesterday to pick that up. If your guy Harmon from Oregon was there in the first round and they draft him instead, I wonder if they pick up the Wyatt option.
Yeah, but there's still a there's a new move on. Let's move on.
I got some.
There's a new standard now because we know that your pay puts you to a new standard.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't play to a $14 million player, I'm going to blast him because I don't think he's a $14 million player. Fair?
That's fair. I think that's very fair.
I got some more submissions, too, for Delusion Land if you want to hear them.
Sure.
Nico Harrison.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know who that is.
That's the Mavericks general manager.
You do. Green Ranger says, don't forget about the Bears.
Very delusional.
Just as a whole.
I think that certainly could be a submission for delusion land. And then people were saying Jalen Ramsey, who said that he could play in the NHL after 6 months of training and learning to skate.
That's wrong.
I didn't know that he said that.
I had no idea that he said that.
It is funny that he included, first I have to learn to skate, and then 6 months after that, I'll be good to go.
I don't think he realizes how hard it is to skate.
It is, yes. Yes.
And then skating backwards?
And I couldn't skate backwards. That was my problem.
Oh, God, I can't imagine you on skates. It's just a freight train.
Yeah, that's a long way up. Yeah.
6'9"? That'd be like Chara.
Yeah.
I love Chara.
I didn't expect a Zdeno Chara shout out on Jen Gaby Tree this morning.
But here we are.
How about WIAA?
We are going to get to that.
Well,
yes.
No, just delusional.
Oh, I thought
delusional in general.
I was teasing ahead.
Yeah,
to
that's
the conversation
delusion
that
land.
Have.
Yep. Gottlieb, delusion land.
Oh.
That's yeah. a good one.
See, I knew once we got it going.
Yeah, once we got it
start
rolling.
Start spitting it out like a conveyor belt.
I mean, Dion belongs on the list.
Yeah, good
in
one.
In particular, after there has been some major fallout. Have you seen that Colorado players are coming forward and saying, like, we were told that there was a waiting period to have your number and name retired. We were told there's a whole committee that has to vote on having your number and name retired. And all of a sudden, Shador's got his name up on the facade of the building. Like,
all for a fifth-round pick. That's
yeah,
a shame.
Ryan from Milwaukee says, Joe Barry belongs in delusion land.
And then, I don't know if he's delusional. He's just bad.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Jerry Jones?
Yeah, Jerry.
Yep, somebody said, isn't Delusion Land just Dallas?
Yeah.
AKA Jerry
World. Taking a pop at the Cowboys. Bears fans, yes, we're seeing a lot of Bears fans are delusional. It's not just the players is what AC and Tosa says. And then Nick says, Goody doesn't live in Delusion Land. He just vacations there.
Like a timeshare?
Yeah. That's fair.
Going through the talking text line there. But yeah, keep giving us your Delusion Land. So we're talking about how John Halliburton lives in delusion land. If he's going to try to convince us of what he said yesterday on local news is what happened. We all see it. We all see it, John. We know what happened. Just say, I made a mistake. I let the moment get too big for me. I let the emotions of the moment get the best of me. I handled it in a way that I shouldn't have. The end. Oh, I'm sorry. You should probably say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The end. That's it.
Christian Watson's dad.
Oh.
Chewie's so good at this game.
Land. So good at this game. What is
I guess dads? I could be in delusion land with some of my takes. You know.
What's the worst take you've had?
Okay, I take it back. I don't live in delusion land.
I don't think you live there. Again, maybe every once in a while. Maybe once in a while you drive through the neighborhood just to kind of check it out, see what's going on. But then eventually you just kind of drive away. You decide you don't want to stay there, you know?
Fair.
I have someone saying Kurt Schilling lived in delusion land. That's a callback.
Oof. What about Latrell Sprewell?
$21 million can't feed my family?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a little delusional, I guess.
Keep getting us your delusional fans. That coming from our friend Katie in Milwaukee. Didn't expect to have that as a topic this morning, but we always appreciate our loyal listeners weighing in as well. Did you guys talk yesterday? We only have a few minutes here. I wasn't on the show. Did you guys talk at all about how we're feeling about the Bucks?
Yeah, a little bit.
About the end of the game and
not the end of the game because that really didn't really matter. Ultimately, like it sucked in the moment, but it just had they won that game, you're just delaying the inevitable, right? Of all the conversation that's going to be happening over really until even if Giannis, I guess, does come up and say, "Nope, I'm not going anywhere." Like, he's done that before, and talk surrounding him and whether or not he's going to be in Milwaukee has continued.
Were we surprised he didn't say that, though?
Look, his emotions run high, Chew, and he just didn't want to deal with anything after the game. Like, I thought he handled everything after the game the way I thought he would. That he was going to make a comment that, look, I'm just so singularly focused on this. I'm just bummed we're not going back to Milwaukee to play Game 6. I don't want to talk about anything right now because it's just going to be picked apart.
I'll even go one step further. I think he handled it the way we thought he would handle it, and I think he handled it well. I mean, goodness, we have talked, guys, about how competitive this dude is, right? How it just runs through his veins. He wants to win. And so to lose that way with everything that happened leading up to it, you know, with the Dame injury and whatnot, like, I thought he handled it really, really, really well.
I mean, really, there are two situations that I can think of in his career that he did not handle well. That is it. One, the ladder incident.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
The ladder incident.
And the ball incident.
And I thought that was still okay. While I still find it funny to this day, he probably shouldn't have tackled Mike Dunleavy Jr. into the second row.
That was sick, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, should he have done it? Probably not. But I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
But the people live in delusion land if they say, oh, it's 100% that he's coming back.
Oh, I think anybody who thinks they know with 100% certain on either side, Chew, I think lives in delusion land. I think Marcus Morris, or was it Marcus, or was it the other Morris who went on NBA TV and said, oh, no, he's going to go to Miami. Like, that's delusional, too. Like, I don't think anybody can say with any certainty what he's going to do.
Can I ask a question that we may not want to answer? At what point is it better for the Bucks to move on from Giannis in terms of winning games and building the franchise back up to be a contender? Because with the future as we look at it now, and the potential end of his contract, and what that's going to be like with no picks, no Dame for portion of it, a depreciating asset from both sides. At what point does push come to shove where it's better for the Bucks to trade him?
My problem with that is wherever they trade him, if they get a plethora of picks, unless the picks belong to a different team than what the one you're trading with, they're not going to be worth anything because you're not supplementing them with your own picks because the Bucks don't control any of their own picks until 2031 for another 6 years. So if you trade, let's say he gets traded to Houston, for example, that's a team I've seen thrown out there. Houston's probably going to be one of the top teams in the West. They're going to be picking anywhere from 27th to 30th in the draft, and having a bunch of picks in the back end of the first round. Yeah, I guess it's better than nothing, but it's not necessarily helping the future of the franchise or helping you win directly now or in the future. So I think that's a really tough question to answer.
I don't think the average fan understands how difficult it is to do what the front office has to do. I don't think that the average fan understands all the nuance, all of the salaries and the aprons and all of that stuff, like it, and what is required in order to trade a generational player. You know, you think you do because you watched Dallas do it with Luka a few months ago, and you think you know, like, oh, it's just, you just rip the Band-Aid off. You're just going to rip the Band-Aid off. But I think it's a lot more complicated. And I also don't think that the average fan wants to imagine a world where Giannis is not on their team, because for whatever roster they put around him, he is a generational star. He is a unicorn. He is a international superstar. And I think fans take a lot of pride in him being on their team. I think they, you know, like, you walk into a store and you go, which jersey am I buying? Oh, Giannis. You know, like, they like that connection to the team. They love his story. They love everything about it. And I don't think that most fans want to think about a version of the Bucks that he is not on.
But quite literally, Chewy, like, we watched him grow up, like, from an 18-year-old till now. And I think that goes into it. Like, there's a more emotional connection than I would say most stars have with their markets.
There's an investment. There is, you know, colloquially, an ownership, right? Like, he's one of us. It feels that way.
Yeah. But it's just, how far out is the plan? Because if the plan's 3 years, then you do. If it's five, then I'm with Josh. Then you got to move on. Because it was kind of the same thing with Rodgers. Rodgers coming to the end of his career. It's like, man, our plan is 3 years, and in 3 years, he's going to be crap. Not saying that Giannis is going to be crap, but is he still going to be elite in five? You know what I'm saying? How far's the plan? How far's the plan until okay, we can make a run at it. In three, five, I don't know.
And also, how unhappy are we going to be if it turns into the Herb Cole Bucks, where they're good enough to be in the playoffs, not good enough to win anything, and just kind of repeating?
I mean, I don't care. They don't control their pick.
Right, but like, at some point,
it's not, you know, like, part of that was like, oh, at least get in the lottery so you have a chance. They don't control the pick. Well, it doesn't matter.
What would that stasis do to the fans of, yeah, we have Giannis, and yeah, he'll have some sick performances that we really get excited
triple,
about.
Triple-double type of
but
stuff.
But it doesn't do anything. It's all for naught.
That's better than trading him away, because then you won't have that player, and now you're just a bad team that doesn't control your pick.
Because it was easy, because you always, in football, you always had something in the kitty. With Favre, you had Rodgers in the kitty who thought they were going to be good. With Rodgers, you knew Jordan Love, he's not there eventually, but, you know, we think he may get there. You hit in the kitty. They got nothing in the kitty. I mean, Carl Anthony Towns, really? He's going to take us to win a championship.
No.
Really?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the
problem.
The best possible scenario I can dream out of moving Giannis is hopefully getting young players back and assets, and then hopefully hitting on one of those picks. Mm-hmm. That's, like, the only path that you can really make a sunny case for, which still,
but again,
I think isn't enough.
Unless that pick is somebody else's, Right. Like it's going to be incredibly rare to hit on that generational superstar in the late 20s.
Understood.
That's just tough to do. So I guess I'm just in the camp of I never want to see him go. Even if that means they're just kind of, you know, because with Giannis, you're probably going to be, you know, 6 seed, 5 seed. You'll be that good enough, but you're not going to be good enough to compete without a good enough team around
you. Excited for playing games?
Look, I can talk myself into anything, Josh. That's what you want. Look, I mean, look at my face. Talk myself into this. You don't think I can talk myself into being excited for a play-in game?
Yeah, you're Carl Anthony Towns.
I just remember the Bucks when they were irrelevant. I just remember that stretch of Bucks basketball when it was like, you know, every once in a while you'd have a guy who would go off. You had excitement with Brandon Jennings in either. You have excitement with various players who would come and go. But in I think it was 2013, maybe when they won 15 games, like there was a stretch where the Bucks were completely irrelevant. As long as Giannis is on the roster, the Bucks feel relevant, and fans can glean that relevancy as by being Bucks fans. So again, we will continue to talk about this as the offseason goes on, but as we continue to come out of the fog of losing that game to the Pacers the other day, just want to keep seeing where everyone stands on Giannis's future in Milwaukee. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I believe we have top 8 at 8 coming up, but maybe that's only with bearded Gabe. Maybe fresh face.
I guess we'll find out if the list is good or bad.
Doesn't do top 8 at 8. I don't know. It's a brave new world here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Whether you're a local who wants to enjoy a night out or you're planning to visit Milwaukee, you can enjoy an artfully stylish experience at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. It's located in the heart of downtown Milwaukee's theater district with deluxe accommodations, culinary creativity, on-site art galleries, and nightly live music. You'll enjoy every element of your stay at St. Kate. Learn more and book your stay at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, this world is geared towards women.
Like, what do we get? I am stepping away from this. Goodbye.
Like, what do we get? They get a comb that dries your hair. We get a stupid razor. Hey, I mean, what's the coolest thing we get? They get the hair dryer.
Control.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I might have gotten everything wrong about the NBA playoffs yesterday, and I don't want to say I'm clairvoyant, but I'm thinking it's time for Jackson Chourio to hit a home run. And I'm going to be doing that on Wanna Parlay. I downloaded the Wanna Parlay app on my phone, and it has been so much fun. It's just $2 for a shot at taking home a huge cash prize. It's a blast and so simple to use. And there are new basketball, hockey, baseball, and combat sports contests every single week. And again, the best part, it is only $2 to enter a parlay into the contest. Plus, there are always free-to-play games. Here's what you should do. Download the Wanna Parlay app, and if you choose to upload money, use promo code JGC for a 100% deposit match for up to $250. That's promo code JGC for a 100% deposit match. You must be 18 years or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh?
One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey?
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
The food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Chicken!
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
All right, Gabe, what do we got?
List 8 things in front of me. You and Chew guess back and forth. Once you each get one incorrect, we open it up to the fans. 800-990-3776. Whoever gets the last one on the list gets an ESPN Milwaukee prize pack. I am looking for the last 8 Packers rookies to make the all-rookie team. Last 8 Packers rookies to make the all-rookie team.
Okay.
Ugh. Last 8 Packers rookies to make the all-rookie team. I don't think I knew that there was an all-rookie team. So that's going to be hard.
You want me to start?
Yeah, please.
Jaden Reed.
Uh-uh.
Jaden Reed did not make the All-Rookie team.
I was going to say, if Jaden Reed made the All-Rookie team, I would have remembered Jaden Reed making the... Who picks the All-Rookie team, by the way?
The Pro Football Writers of America.
Now, I don't want to give away too many hits here, but Gabe bringing up this list would make me feel like there was probably some guys on the list from last year.
Then it's the defensive side of the ball.
Yep.
And it's...
Linebacker.
Cooper.
Edgerrin Cooper made the All-Rookie team last year as number one on the list.
800-990-3776. If you want to play Top 8 at 8 this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, can you at least tell us how far back the list goes?
If you guess, number 7 or 8, you might be able to figure that out.
I thought Babyface Gabe would be nicer.
Chewy, you get a mulligan. You have a guess?
I'll go way back. I'll go Kenny Clark.
Oh, so he's just quitting on us.
Kenny Clark, not on the
Didn't
list.
Play right, I'm out. As a rookie.
All right.
This is a tough list.
Could Quay Walker be on the list?
Quay Walker is number 3 on the list. He was on the All-Rookie team in 2022.
I gotta be honest with you. I have no idea beyond that. I gotta be honest. 800-990-3776. Joshy, was there another one from last year?
I mean, I know the answer.
So can you say? If Gabe can't say.
Safety?
Honest Gabe over here. Hey, that works too.
Not without the beard. Like you need the beard.
Yeah, that is crucial.
Oh, yeah, he's probably on it.
Who?
The safety.
From last year?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no one on offense.
Okay, then the safety from last year who was a rookie was Williams. Is Williams on the list?
Evan Williams, number 2 on the list. Made the All-Rookie team last year. Javon Bullard, also
like
a rookie,
did
not get
there. 3 of them.
You could get more if you want to keep guessing.
I think I may be done.
Crap. So reset the list just very quickly.
Edgerrin Cooper, Evan Williams, Quay Walker. 1, 2, 3.
Jeez Louise. I just don't know how far back it goes. Like, I would guess, Chewy, that Jair Alexander could be on the list, but I don't know how far back the list goes.
You know what? I think there's a guy that's on the list that didn't get the fifth-year option and went to Washington and has a weird name. And I believe you covered him at Alabama.
I don't remember.
Such a good hint. Such a good hint.
Did I really cover him at Alabama, or does he just think I covered him at Alabama?
She has no idea why you laughing was a fantastic, especially laughing like that was a good hint.
I didn't at all.
Jen, let me do it one more time.
Goodness gracious, Jennifer. Just he can't hit you over the head with this one anymore.
I might ban you from the show.
I know what he's doing, okay? I figured it out because of the dramatic ha ha.
It took you long enough.
Yeah.
To be fair, the first laugh wasn't as obvious as the second
yes,
laugh.
Yes, it was. Laugh.
If you know the answer, it was. It's got to be ha ha Clinton Dix.
Ha ha Clinton Dix, number 8 on the list, made the All-Rookie team in 2014.
All right, well, then Jair has to be on the list.
Jair is number 6 on the list, made the All-Rookie team in 2018.
Now we're cruising.
No, we're not.
Oh, jeez.
What? We? You got a mouse in your pocket there? I think I've gotten 5 of them.
Yeah, and you're supposed to be playing. I don't know why you're doing the fake.
Because he's gotten 2 wrong. We can only give him so many mulligans.
If I said fifth-year option, would that mean anything to you?
Well, we already said Quay Walker, and he obviously is somebody we have talked about for the fifth-year option. That's it. I got nothing. I got nothing. 800-990-3776.
We have 5 on the list. Number 1, Edgerrin Cooper. Number 2, Evan Williams. 3, Quay Walker. 6, Jair Alexander. And 8th/tied for 7th is Haha Clinton Dix back in 2014. We are looking for the last 8 Packers to make the All-Rookie team.
Let's go out to Brady in West Bend. Brady, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Darnell Savage was one, I believe.
Oh, my God. We talked about Darnell Savage earlier this morning.
Made it in 2019. He's number 5 on the list.
Oh, was that fifth year option, Josh?
Correct.
Yeah.
One of the worst ones of all time.
Regretted it almost immediately. Just two and left on the list.
Did Elgton Jenkins get picked?
Also in 2019, Elgton Jenkins was on the all-rookie team, leaving us just with one more all-rookie selection since 2014.
After that, I don't know.
All right, hey, you got two. You had a good run. Mm-hmm. Just have one more on the list. It is tied for 7th, so tied with HaHa Clinton Dix, as he was selected in the 2014 All-Rookie Team.
800-990-3776 if you want to play Top 8 at 8. Let's go out to Chef Ed, who is waiting patiently on the line. Good morning, Chef Ed. Can you complete our Top 8 at 8 list?
Yeah, but before that, can I put a request in? Can I have Gabe take a Sharpie and just put a Sharpie in his face for tomorrow?
Like Uncle Leo with the, with the eyebrows?
Demeanor.
I think I got it. It's another great offensive lineman. I'm going to go Corey Linsley.
Corey Linsley was on the all-rookie team with HaHa Clinton Dix back in 2014. So those are the last 8 Packers who have made the all-rookie team.
Chef Ed is our big winner this morning on Top 8 at 8. That was a good list. I got to be honest with you. I haven't thought about all-rookie team ever. Not one time ever. So,
yeah, there were some shockers in there.
There was a bit of a surprise there. So, good. We can take a break here on Jen Gabe and Chewy. Still a lot of stuff to get to, and I do want to talk, guys, when we come back about this WIAA ruling about NIL in high school. We talked about it months and months and months ago when it was first proposed. It has passed. So, high schoolers in Wisconsin, starting I believe at the end of May, can earn NIL. We'll talk about that right after this on Jen Gabe and Chewy.
It's Dame Time. Season 4 on Behind the Bucks podcast, presented by Gallagher. Explore Bucks superstar Damian Lillard's unlikely journey from a 2-star high school prospect to a top 75 player in NBA history. It's the series, which is narrated by NBA senior insider Chris Haynes, reveals exclusive details of Dame's trade to the Bucks and experience with the team. Find Behind the Bucks, bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR benefits consultant.
Hey, trigger finger.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
My father would always say, and there's a rhyme and a reason to it. He said, if you wear your rubbers in the house, you'll go blind. Do the two youngsters on the show here even know what rubbers are? I'm talking the ones that go over the shoes.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We talked about this. Feels like a long time ago. I assume it was when it was first proposed that Wisconsin high school athletes could potentially get NIL deals. And the WIAA voted on Friday to allow those deals to happen. We are the 40th state that has accepted this. It's one of those things that in a matter of time, it was just going to happen. All of us felt we wanted to have some say in what the law looked like rather than waiting for it to maybe get passed through the legislature. So here we are now with 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds who now have the opportunity to earn, is there any cap on it? Have you guys seen a cap on how much NIL these athletes can earn in the state of Wisconsin?
I do not believe there is a cap, but there are some pretty strict rules and regulations that go along with it.
The only one I saw was that you can't do it like with your uniform on or any school affiliation. You can't tie your school to any of your social media posts or any of your endorsements.
So you can't do that. You can't obviously do it, you know, whatever NIL event or thing that you'd be doing can't be happening during the school day. So it can't pull you out of school or practice time. Apparently, people that can donate or sponsor an athlete cannot be a booster or associated with the school. So they also have that restriction placed on this as well.
Will there be a market?
I mean, maybe for some, but like I think of just me growing up in Horicon. Like, I don't think John Deere is giving, you know, the best football player any sort of NIL deal or anything like that. There's just not enough businesses in Horicon that would be able to afford to have extra money to be able to give to
a
kid.
High school?
Yeah.
I take a free pizza a week. Yeah, sure. What do you want me to do?
Well, maybe Chewy's a good example because, Chewy, you were a badass player. Can you say that? I don't know. But you were, you know, top-tier player.
I'm glad you asked
in your high school.
It's typically how it works here.
Sorry. Forgiveness.
You
permission.
Apologize after?
Hey,
you dropped
at least
the bomb.
I apologize, John Halliburton. I didn't say, no, I actually didn't say that. I said, bad trash, and you heard the wrong thing. No, but Chewy, you were a top-tier athlete. You ended up playing in college and ended up playing in the pros. If somebody had approached you and said, hey, will you tell everybody to go to my pizza spot? I'll give you a free pizza a week. You would have taken that deal, right?
Oh, yeah, in a heartbeat. Yeah, sure.
Now you would have had to do some social media, which I think would have been the caveat here. But
yeah, but I don't understand. Why can't they wear the school's colors? Or
well, I mean, you could probably throw on, like, you know, if your school's colors are orange and blue, you could probably have, but it can't have the school logo on it, like your actual uniform.
Why?
It seems like they're trying to prevent, and they said the reason you can't be a booster as well is because they're trying to prevent recruitment, which happens in high school sports.
Well, but I think that the WIAA's eligibility rules make it so students cannot transfer for better NIL opportunities.
Correct, but there's going to be workarounds, yeah. And it's been happening for a long, long time. Even the smaller, like, less important programs, you see kids that come out of nowhere and end up being their star football, basketball, baseball, whatever player.
Well, you just think of the Johnson family literally moved from Sun Prairie to the Nicolet, or, you know, the north of Milwaukee so they could go to Nicolet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and again, that's how you kind of get around that, is your family physically moves, now you're enrolled in that school. Like, there's not much the WIAA can do if you move your family.
Is there anything?
Yeah, but it's got to be so many miles, I believe. Because we ran into this at some of the schools that I coached at. It had to be 60 miles from your previous spot.
Oh, sure.
Or they had to sit out a year.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, in higher metropolitan areas like here, like Madison, you know, you could, you know, go from Wanakee in Madison to Monona Grove, and that's not far enough. Like, reasonable expectation that you still should be able to go to that previous high school, but going all the way from Sun Prairie to Nicolet would have certainly been a long enough distance where the WIAA can. I mean, I can't imagine this affects too many kids, maybe a handful. Like, I think of when Kevon Looney was here in Milwaukee going to Hamilton, and he was clearly, like, McDonald's All-American type of player. And obviously there's probably businesses in Milwaukee that would want to use his NIL for whatever, promoting their business. I just can't imagine, with most of the state being more rural, I don't know how much that's really going to affect a lot of kids.
So what's to keep, let's say, there's an offensive lineman in Oak Creek.
Yep.
Right? And he's between Michigan, Northeastern, and Wisconsin. What's to keep Wisconsin boosters from saying, hey, I got a car dealership, $10,000, wink, wink, if you come to the University of Wisconsin?
Well, that's college stuff, man. Like, that doesn't have anything to do with the WIAA.
But he's saying when they're in high school.
Yeah, but it's steering your way to the University of Wisconsin.
I mean, if that's what you want to do, go for it. But, I mean, it's not going to bind the kid. Like, that's a huge gamble, as we've seen. I mean, who is the offensive lineman from Alabama that literally went to Iowa
for the
spring semester and then transferred back to Alabama? Clearly picked up, you know, who knows how much in NIL money at Iowa. Like, you're taking a big roll of the dice if you want to give $10,000 if you're a car dealership to try to steer a kid towards Wisconsin.
Well, and I always think of Quinn Ewers, who obviously left high school early to go to Ohio State so that he could take advantage of the NIL there, join the spring program. I don't think he ever took a snap in an Ohio State uniform. First opportunity he had, boop, back to Texas. And I think that was a state thing. I think it was something about don't quote me on this. I'd have to go back and look at all of the nuance of it. But there's some distinction of, kid always wanted to go to Texas, but he could earn a chunk of money by going to Ohio for half a year, whatever it ended up being, because of some difference in each of the state's legislature. Look, the thing that keeps jumping out to me when I'm reading these articles is that they become the 40th state. Obviously, there are a boatload of other states that have jumped on board with this, including states around us, Illinois and I think Michigan and Minnesota I saw as well. Again, don't quote me, I'm throwing out there. Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois are some of the states surrounding us that have it as well. I haven't heard anything going dramatically bad. I'm sure there will be unintended consequences. There always are. But for now, it feels fairly innocuous. Is that, am I wrong to think that? The only thing I would think that you might have happen, Shu, is once again, the haves versus the have-nots. If you get a kid on your team who does end up having an NIL deal and they're making some money, does it somehow affect the team chemistry? Does it somehow affect how he is viewed, how he is seen, or she, could be a she as well, amongst their teammates, Gabe? Could you see that popping?
I doubt it, just because like you're going to have kids, in, especially in a high school locker room, that are coming from all sorts of different economic backgrounds, right? Like, are you envious of the kid whose, you know, dad and mom have these unbelievable jobs and they live in this big, big, awesome house and they spoil them versus if you're more of a blue-collar kid? Like, I don't see the money disparity the way it can affect guys in college seeping into high school locker rooms, because I think you're already dealing with some of those, you know, socioeconomic type of stuff anyway.
Chew.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I think the number's going to be so small.
Exactly.
You know, because how many basketball and, you know, all major sports, I guess, how many scholarships are there? Scholarship players are that actually in the state of Wisconsin? Not a lot. So I don't see it being a problem. I really don't. I think it's good.
Yeah, good. I think that the number of kids that are actually going to get some sort of money for their name age, because it's high school sports. Like, how many people you knew of Con Knipple when he was playing at Wisconsin Lutheran? How many people knew what Con Knipple looked like? If somebody wanted to go, oh, we're going to put Con's face on a billboard. And if you can't have any of the school logos, you're just, who's that white dude that's promoting, you know, whatever, you know, whatever the business is. I think it's just really hard at the high school level to have a lot of that stuff because they're very unrecognizable outside of what their name is.
We'll put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. I am curious what people think about it. The WIAA has passed a rule where high schoolers can now receive NIL. It will go into effect at the end of May. Do you like it? Do you not like it? Go ahead and weigh in on that. We'll put that on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. If you're looking for a home, you know that it can be a lot of things. Stressful, expensive, time-consuming. But looking for a home should actually be one of the most exciting chapters in your life. The We Sell Group, that's right, We Sell Group at Keller Williams knows this. Their passion is people. And now that my family and I are looking for a lake house to enjoy Wisconsin summers even more, I feel their passion and you will too. They are knowledgeable. They are approachable. They have unprecedented availability. They tell me, you want us to go look at a house, Jen, because you don't have time for it? We'll make the trip for you. We'll FaceTime you from the home. Maybe you're looking for a lake house like us, or maybe you are buying your home for the first time, or maybe selling is on your mind. Either way, Rob and Nick are helping every step of the way. The We Sell Group selling process makes sure that the best and most competitive offers are made on your home. So get started on your stress-free journey today at wesell.kw.com. That's wesell.kw.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You called them a white stiff earlier.
From one white stiff to another. I'm pretty well versed in the realm of stiffs.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee, is known for its endless ways to win. On Friday, June 27th, go ahead and mark your calendars. They are showing why that's the standard with the highly anticipated season finale blockbuster drawings. What does that mean? Well, you've got drawings from Enchanted Spins, Unreal Treasures, Boundless Bounty, rolling into a drawing where $300,000 in cash and prizes is up for grabs. Be there on the 27th to win your share. It is only at Pottawatomie. Look, if you got questions, there is more info online. You must be 21 years old to play. Check it out at Pottawatomie.com.
Metronome.
We had a lot of submissions for the Delusion Land from our loyal listener, Katie, this morning. She said that John Halliburton belonged in Delusion Land. And then people said, well, what about LeVar Ball? That from Jared in Canton. The Browns and the Bears can both fight for top seeding in Delusion Land, he says. And what about Za'Darius Smith? Another suggestion for Delusion Land.
Captain's Chain.
Captain's Chain.
The 99 Chain.
Didn't he also then make a Super Bowl ring for the Detroit Lions, which
some sort of, yeah, something like that.
Which he's no longer a member of, if my memory serves me correct.
That is correct. He is no longer a Detroit Lion.
The linebacker that went to San Fran that walked off the field.
Devondre Campbell.
Delusional.
Hold on, just keep doing that. John from Kenosha says Mel Kiper on 2025 quarterback prospects.
Can't come for guys, Gabe's guy like that.
Yeah, that's, I'm not gonna let you slander my guy. Chewy
should have gone delusional. Jonathan in the 262 says Rob Manfred.
Again, difference between just being bad than delusional. He's just bad.
Let's see. There's some on here that I don't feel comfortable reading. Antonio Brown.
Oh.
Come on, Chewy. Give me the drop.
Delusional.
Thank you. These are very good. And then, of course, we had a lot of reaction to Gabe's baby face. Baby face Gabe.
73% of people prefer me with a beard, by the way, so far on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Well, at least it's not overwhelming.
73%.
Are we 50-50 here? No, we're 75% here because you prefer yourself with the beard. Yeah. He prefers you with the beard. Yeah. I prefer you with the beard. And Chewy's the only one who says, but Chewy, we have some folks who are asking if you don't like beards because you can't grow a beard.
No, I can grow a beard in about 3 days. Mm. But Gabe's eyes look better with a beard, obviously his cheeks.
My eyes look better with a beard or without a beard?
Without a beard, sorry. Okay.
I think he's got beard jealousy.
The tan line's got to go a little bit. You look like one of those old cartoons with them trying to simulate scruff on a cartoon character.
Yeah, unfortunately, not a good look. Unfortunately, we can't fix that tan today. A little rainy back here in Milwaukee.
Have a great one, everybody. Will the Intouch is next on ESPN Milwaukee.